In this video, I'm going to demonstrate how to utilize Mihalanobis distance in SPSS in order to identify potential multivariate outliers. In this demonstration, we're going to use this data set right here where we have achieve, subject matter interest, mastery goals, and anxiety. So we're going to use these three variables as predictors of achievement. So the steps involved in generating Mihalanobis distance, basically we go through analyze, regression, linear. We put our dependent variable into the dependent box and our independent variables into the independence box. Now I'm going to mainly just be focusing on generating Mihalanobis distance. So to do this, I'm just going to click on save and go down here to where it says distances and click on Mihalanobis. So then I'll click on continue and on OK. And so you can already see basically, if you look in the residual statistics box, you've got down here it says Mihalanobis distance has got the minimum and maximum values in the data set. So the maximum is 10.418. And so if we go in here and scroll over a little bit, you can see that's the value right there. So essentially, case number 7 has the largest Mihalanobis distance value. Now, the thing is that, so we have essentially a distance, Mihalanobis distance for each individual case in the data set. And the Mihalanobis distance is nothing more than the distance between the coordinate for each case on the three predictors and the multivariate mean for those three predictor variables. So you have to keep in mind that essentially the Mihalanobis distance values don't involve the dependent variable in the regression model. It actually is just involving distances from, like I said, the coordinate for each of the independent variables. So for instance, subject matter, interest, mastery goals, and anxiety, the coordinates for scores for person 1 yields a Mihalanobis distance from the centroid for those three variables. And essentially the centroid is basically the multivariate mean for those three variables. So you can see these are all distances, and the basic idea is that the further a case is from the centroid for those variables, the more likely you have a multivariate outlier for that case. So that's essentially how you generate the Mihalanobis distance. Now you can also test the Mihalanobis distance values by generating p-values. So what I'm going to do is show you how to do that. So I'm going to go to transform, compute variable, and under target variable I'm just going to type in p-value just to give it a name, and then the numeric expression is going to be 1 minus, and you can either type it in or you can look it up under here, but you're going to be using the chi-square distribution, the cumulative distribution function for chi-square. So I'm going to double click right here, and so you can see you have two question marks. So the first question mark, we're going to put in the value for the Mihalanobis distance. So we're going to put that variable name in here, and then we're going to type in the number of regressors in the regression model, which was 3. So now I click on OK, and when I look at my output here, these are the p-values, and essentially we're looking for those cases with a very low p-value. So I think as an example, Tabashnik and Fidel in their book, they use a p-value of 0.001. So we see right here that none of these values fall below 0.001. So that would indicate to us that there's no evidence of any kind of multivariate outlier, although this case right here, number 7, certainly is kind of getting kind of in the ballpark. So let's try a different one. I'm going to remove this, and actually I'm going to change the data just a bit, and intentionally. I'm going to actually change the values on subject matter interest. I'm going to change it to 120, mastery goals to 120 for this case, and we'll leave achieve where it is, and we'll leave anxiety where it is. So let's rerun our analysis. And again, under save, we have Mihalanobis distances, so we're going to click on OK. And in this case right here, looking at our data set, you can see that for this first case, the Mihalanobis distance is 32.7. So it's quite large relative to all the other Mihalanobis distances that were generated. So I'm going to go back to transform compute variable, and we can just leave it exactly the same way because we deleted the previous variable that was named this, and then we just moved generated a new one with the same name. So now I'm just going to click on OK and look at our output. And so you can see the p-values. And so you can see right here the p-value for that first observation is definitely low. That's the p-value right there for that particular observation. So that first observation would be deemed a multivariate outlier. We can also get a little bit better picture about, we can get a visual depiction of possible outliers in the following way. We can basically go to data and sort cases, and what we'll do is we're going to sort on Mahalanobis distance ascending. So I'm going to click on OK right here, and you can see right here that we've got the values ordered from low to high. And so next what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to transform compute variable, and I'm going to reset this, and I'm just going to call this rank. And the simplest way to do this is just to type in $ case num, and we're basically going to assign a case number that's ordered along with the Mahalanobis distances. So in this case, I'm just going to generate case numbers for all the observations with this new variable. So now when you look at the data set, you'll notice that we have essentially the case numbers are serving as ranks for the Mahalanobis distance values. And then if I go to graphs, legacy dialogues, and scatter dot right here, I can plot the ranks on the x-axis, Mahalanobis distances on the y-axis, and click on OK. And so there you go. You can see that one observation that is appears to have a Mahalanobis distance that's considerably different from all the other observations. If you want to, you could also theoretically double-click on the figure. If you go to elements, go to data label mode, I can actually click on that, and that tells me that in this case, after sorting, case number 50 is the one that has the multivariate outlier. So there you go. So now I'm going to just kind of click out of this. Let's see, I'm just going to click out of this. Also, what you could do is if you want to kind of generate a curve that sort of follows the data, you can see what it looks like there. So there you go. So now I'm going to click out of there. And, you know, going back to the data set and kind of scrolling down, you can see it's this case right here. Now, obviously, it's called case 50 as opposed to 1 as it was before. But if you had an identifier variable in here, then that identifier for case 1 would have been the same as case 50 right here. The other thing to note is that if you want to generate Mahalanobis distance and check it, let's say we wanted to include all four of our variables, including looking for a multivariate outlier that involved all four of these variables that was including the dependent variable, we could do that as well. A simple way of doing that is, first off, what we're going to do is we're going to essentially regress some other dependent variable onto these four variables. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to generate a variable at random. So I'm just going to generate a random normal distribution. So I'm just going to create a new variable called random, and then type in RV period norm. Give it a mean and a standard deviation. So I'll just give it that right there. Click on OK. And so now we have a new variable. It doesn't matter what this variable is. I could have actually used any of the other ones, but I just went in and just generated a new variable here. So I'm going to go to Analyze Regression Linear, and I'm just going to reset, and I'm going to put the new variable in the dependent box, and I'm going to put all four of my variables into this block right here for the independent variables. Under Save, we'll go back to Mahalanobis, click on Continue, and on OK. And so now you can see that I've got Mahalanobis distances for each of the observations as well. You can see that still that 50th observation in the data set is still quite high. So now I can go back and test, and I'll just go back and call this, I'm just going to call this p-value 2, and then I'll just type in 1 minus CDF period chi SQ, and then we're just going to use the second Mahalanobis distance value that we generated, 4, because we had 4 regressors in that second regression analysis. Click on OK, and then when we look, you can see right here that we have our p-values that are appearing in this column. When we scroll down, you can see that we have this value right here still indicating statistical significance for that particular case. Again, we could do the whole ranking and so forth as we did before. I'm not going to do that here, but theoretically we could do the same thing. We could sort on this variable right here, and then create sort of a rank variable as I showed you before, and then plot how I know its distance is against the ranks using the scatter plot that I was showing you before. So that pretty well concludes this demonstration.